Kenny, you do realize what the Pro Football Hall of Fame and myself have in common, don't you?
Well, what is that?
We're both born in 1963.
Wow, same year.
That's right.
Okay.
61 years old.
Wow.
So I was looking online today, and I noticed this thing that they're doing, and they're giving away these awards for assistant coaches, equipment managers, PR directors, some of them from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, some from the New York Football Jets. And then I realized when I got to work today that we get the opportunity to interview Chief Communications and Content Officer at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Rich DeRozier. So it can only mean one thing, Kenny.
What's that?
I'm getting a major award today, and it's well-deserved.
Yeah, that's why Rich is coming on the show today.
Rich, we've started practicing and rehearsing my acceptance speech, so go ahead and do what you got to do, and then Kenny will give you my acceptance speech.
You got 15 seconds to thank everybody.
Rich, have you seen the size of my family? I couldn't possibly do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Rich, sorry about that. That's what I deal with on a daily basis, right? 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. So sorry to bring you into that.
Oh, goodness. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There's your award.
Well,
oh, goodness.
You can't blame a guy for wishing, right?
Yeah. No, your major award is coming in a big pine box marked Fragile.
There you go. I love it. And I'll get it right around Christmas then, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Rich. How are you today?
Yeah, how are you, Rich?
Great. I'm doing great. We've had a lot of news this week.
Yes.
And, Rich, none bigger than what you're about to tell everybody and release to the public, too. And I know this has been in the works for a while, and I'll let you share what the really big news is right now.
Well, today's big news, Kenny and JT, and I'm really happy that we're using your show to announce it because you guys are going to have a stake in this as we move forward, but we are announcing a residency program. And, for folks who understand what that means, it might mean, it might mean Adele in Las Vegas or, Celine Dion or, and, JT, at 61 years young, you're just warming up to be a resident in Las Vegas because Wayne Newton and Donny Osmond and Rod Stewart are still packing the house out there.
Got that right.
There's still time for you.
I can get there.
We are bringing in 28 Hall of Famers, one a week for 28 weeks from spring into fall, to have a residency in Canton. And what that will mean is a lot of time for them at the Hall of Fame to engage with guests, and then some time out in the community. They'll visit schools, they'll visit libraries. They'll visit, some like going to hospitals, some don't. Some like going to schools, some don't. Some like speaking to business groups, some don't. We are going to let every Hall of Famer that comes to Canton kind of personalize an experience for them and for the community, with also a lot of time here at the Hall of Fame to meet guests and tell stories. And we just think, we think we're onto something. The Hall of Famers themselves have told us that by the response. We were a little unsure as we waded into this. We were hoping to fill 20, 25 weeks this year. We got about 60 positive responses. So we kind of split that number in half, and we told 28 we would do it this year, and we're going to come back hopefully next year with another 28 or 30 next year. All new, all individualized, and all bringing some fun and some engagement, some poignancy.
It really is, too. And it's so interactive now. Being a kid that did grow up really a mile and a half away from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we grew up in the shadow of the Hall of Fame. We were able to go there on the weekends when it rained or whatever, and we really did take advantage of it. But never in my lifetime did we see it, Rich DeRozier, as interactive as it is today. You go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you run into royalty. I was there couple of months ago, ran into Ozzie Newsome. I mean, how often does that happen?
Well, it did used to, like you said, there was a chance it was going to happen. And we always say, you never know who you might meet when you come to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Not only Hall of Famers, but other legends of the game. And of course, we're experiencing that right now in the middle of this Browns Legacy Unleashed campaign, where we had the top dog and Minifield and Felix Wright and Phil Dawson just in here in the past week. Wow. and more coming up. Greg Pruitt's coming up. Kevin, you know, Kevin Mack and Greg Pruitt this weekend. So if folks want to come see them, there's an opportunity for that. So you do never know who you might meet at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but this is going to be scheduled and regular and routine and, you know, really making it much more likely that you're going to have that once in a lifetime experience. You know, it might be Chris Carter. You know, it might be Lynn Swan. Nice. It might be Tony Dorsett. I mean, these are people who have told us they want to be a part of it.
Rich, I had the pleasure and the honor for a number of years of being the host of the Heart of a Hall of Famer, where they would bring in a Hall of Famer and, you know, kids for high schools would come there and they would get to see these Hall of Famers speak and ask them questions. So this residency, is this going to be similar to that now with adults and everybody and anybody who is lucky enough to have them come speak at their business or their school or see them in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Absolutely, Kenny. That's a bit of a template for it. And, you know, the Heart of a Hall of Famer program still exists. We have a great youth and education team here at the Hall who hosts, you know, five or six of those here in Canton every school year, but also takes about 12 of them out on the road. So we're doing between 17, 18, 19 Heart of a Hall of Famer programs each school year. And, the number of kids, you know, because there's on-site, there's also just, you know, other kids who are coming in through the wonders of remote access, you know, so we're reaching hundreds and literally thousands of kids each month with the messaging from the Hall of Famers about, you know, it might be as simple as, you know, stay in school, choose your friends carefully, you know, stick to your commitments, you know, just, and then they personalize that with what that looked like for them. And you know, you get somebody like a Curtis Martin who grew up in a really tough neighborhood and had to overcome a lot, or you get somebody who had to overcome some injuries and just really be dedicated to their rehab, you know, whatever that might be, it reaches down into the youth and that is, you know, and some of the guys coming in for the residency will piggyback on that. You know, we're gonna coordinate their residency with a Heart of a Hall of Famer appearance.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
Rich DeRozier with
Pro Football
Hall of Fame.
28 weeks.
Yes, Rich DeRozier with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is the Chief Communications and Content Officer. Happy to be on the program. We're announcing something huge, really, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it's the residency program. Rich, can you give us a little idea of who's going to be the first Hall of Famer to come back?
First Hall of Famer. All right, you got to forgive me. I'm going to do it. We're going to leap right into this program with Leroy Butler.
No, you didn't.
And the inventor of the Lambeau Leap going to be here from April 3rd through April 6th. I've seen his itinerary. It is jam-packed. He's going to go to a couple schools in the Canton City School District. He's going to spend a lot of time in the Hall. We've got some business meetings that are using the meeting space inside the Hall, and he's going to pop in on them. I think, I don't even know if, not even sure if all of them know that yet. They might be figuring that out right now. If they're sitting back and they're saying, wait a minute, I got a meeting at the Hall on April 4th.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Leroy's probably going to pop in on that and impart a little bit of his wisdom and inspiration on that group. So we've got Leroy first. Right behind him is Tim Brown. Joe DeLamalure is coming into town. He's actually kind of piggybacking his residency with his appearance in the Browns Unleashed weekend. Joe Klecko, Donnie Schell are coming in. You know, later in the summer, Dan Fouts will be here. He's confirmed. Bobby Bell's coming. You know, Bobby Bell, God bless him. You know, Kansas City Chiefs, great. He's been to Canton every year since he was enshrined in 1983. Every year, Kenny and JT.
Nice.
He loves Canton. He loves coming here, and he's going to come here for part of the residency program.
The Hunt family comes back every year, too. It's an amazing thing, and it's arguably the best museum in the entire nation. And we're happy to have Rich on with us right now from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Rich, I want to ask you a little bit about this Legacy Unleashed as it pertains to the Cleveland Browns on the heels of, we already had the Pittsburgh Steelers before then. Are there going to be other exhibits like that in the future?
We certainly plan to have it in the future. Now, I don't know that the future means 2024,
okay.
Because you know, once we get past the Browns, we're starting to breathe down the neck of actually enshrining the class of 2024 and some things that we want to do in the museum for them. I do think this is going to be a more off-season type of, you know, winter right after the Super Bowl, right into, you know, the draft and the training camp periods. I think you'll see a couple of new exhibits like this again next winter and early spring. Maybe something, mm-hmm. you know, in the late fall, but we'll see. You know, once we start getting into commemorating the new class coming in, and then you start getting right into the season and the Hall of Fame game, you know, that's where we want to put our attention for sure. But we have been extremely happy with the response to the legacy forged in black and gold, and the Steeler mm-hmm. fans set a really high bar for everybody else to try to meet. And after the Browns, then we'll huddle here and see where we go next. And we've mm-hmm. talked about, you know, is there enough appetite for another individual team, or do we maybe little teaser, you know, look at some of the great rivalries in the
sure.
game. Maybe we pair up the Cowboys and Commanders,
nice.
Or the Bears and Packers, you know, or the, you know, the Giants and Eagles, and maybe do two at a time and kind of have some fun with those great rivalries.
Rich, in your time at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, if you had to guess, and let's take the Browns and the Steelers out of the equation right now, just because they're so close, you know, from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Pittsburgh and Cleveland being so close in proximity, if you had to guess who had the biggest fan base in the NFL, who would it be at the Hall of Fame?
I think after those two, I probably see more Cowboys jerseys than anybody else.
Still.
Okay.
There's been I'll tell you what's been noticeable lately. Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are hot right now. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, both in on the field and the results and what Dan Campbell's got going on up there, and with a fan base that's really rejuvenated right now. And, you know, the draft mm-hmm. is coming there. I think that might be contributing a little bit of enthusiasm, but there has been an awful lot of Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson jerseys walking around the Hall of Fame lately. Who knew?
I'm going to give you a freebie right now, Rich DeRozier. You ready? New exhibit at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's do this.
Here
ready? Taylor Swift. Why? Think about it. Don't tell me you haven't seen any Travis Kelce jerseys.
Well, listen. If I could snap my fingers and get one-tenth of the Swiftie fans that exist to come through our front door,
how you get them?
I'm taking early retirement, because that would be the answer to we would be able to do our modernization project in record time if all the Swifties wanted to come through here and contribute their hard-earned money.
That's you know what? I usually laugh at his ideas, but hey, the Kelce brothers in an off season, maybe they're like you did the Browns, you did the Steelers, you do the Kelce brothers because they're local as well as the Swiftie fans. You might have a line out the door and down 77, Rich.
Yeah, you got. You know what? And if we do it, I'm giving you guys full credit.
Thank you.
That's all we need.
Outstanding. That's
add it to my plaque. The bottom of my major award.
Yep.
That away.
Oh my, Rich DeRozier from
JT,
the.
JT, you help us pull that off. I'll personally pay for a leg lamp for you.
Rich DeRozier from the Pro Football Hall of Fame joining us, talking about the big announcement here today, and we're really looking forward to being a part of this, their residency program, and Leroy Butler will kick it all off April 3rd through the 6th, and you'll get an opportunity maybe to run into him if you're at the Hall of Fame. He's credited for the Lambeau Leap and followed by other Hall of Famers over 28 weeks. We're looking forward to being a part of that, as well as how about the Bears and the Texans, Rich, for this year's Hall of Fame game. I guess it was kind of easy to settle on the Bears as one of the teams in this year's game, right?
I think that was, you know, I think that was pretty much everyone's expectation with two, you know, full-time Bears, you know, basically almost all of Devin Hester's career and almost all of Steve McMichael's career, certainly in Chicago, bookended with a little bit of off time somewhere else. But Julius Peppers had several meaningful years in his remarkable career. I mean, over like 260 some games for a defensive, you know, a 6'7" defensive end. He's a physical marvel. So, I think the Bears were pretty much playing with house money to bet on them. And after that, the Texans are so enthusiastic about their first ever enshrinee in Andre Johnson that I think it made a lot of sense for them. And we're excited because, you know, that the Texans are an up-and-rising team and certainly didn't like, you know, a lot of folks around here didn't like the way C.J. Stroud mm-hmm. picked apart the Browns in the playoffs this past year. But he's got a lot of fans because of his Ohio State connection. Kenny, JT, you guys have been very humble here and modest. Let people know that part of this residency program includes a steady diet of the Hall of Famers visiting you guys and being part of your show and telling some stories with you. So I expect there to be a lot of laughs coming from the HBC airways on these Friday afternoons coming up.
Look, man, I've seen the line out in front of the hotel downtown during Hall of Fame week when the Pro Football Hall of Famers are here. We don't have security here, so I was going to let you go ahead and make that decision. You make that call for us because we get these guys in studio. You're going to get some autograph seekers, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, it happens, and they're used to that, right? And we'll make sure it's a controlled environment, but I'm looking forward to getting an opportunity, to sit down and talk with them. And it's kind of like we're going to try and approach it maybe like the Enshrinees Roundtable that happens, on Sundays during Hall of Fame week, and get them maybe a little off topic and telling other stories that you might not find anywhere else because of JT's mind and my approach to it as well.
It really comes down to what it boils down to, Rich, is when these guys have the opportunity to come back, just be like at ease and tell stories about their career and where their life has gone since they've either been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame or been away from the sport. It's really amazing. And I love hearing stories, whether or not they're Pro Football Hall of Famers or basketball coaches, anyone who's been in any sport for a number of years, they just tell a different story. And when you're invested into it, it's like a student that likes the subject that the teacher is teaching. If you like that subject, you do better. We love our subject, and we can't wait, and we couldn't be happier to be part of this NFL residency program and having some of these Hall of Famers right here in studio. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. We appreciate you, and together, really see big things happening here, and just, you know, I think one of the things, if there's anything that the Hall can be proud of over the last couple years, it's to reestablish a culture and an environment where the guys feel comfortable coming back to Canton and knowing that when they do come back to Canton, it's going to be meaningful for them. They're going to have fun. They're not going to get pushed and pulled and treated like they're not human. You're mm-hmm. right. We're going to treat them, we're going to treat them with respect. We're going to respect what they did in the game, but also respect what they've done since they stopped playing. And a lot of them will want to tell those kinds of
right.
stories as well. Yeah, they'll tell the football story. They'll tell the locker room story. But that's 10, 15 years of their life. And
sure.
if it's a 50, 55, 60-year-old enshrinee, that leaves 40 more years of life experience and how they've used the game in their second or third careers. And those are the stories that they love to tell too. What lessons did I learn
sure.
playing football that made me a motivational speaker or a coach or a salesperson or, a dad?
Mm-hmm.
There's just some very touching things happening right now with, seeing the next generation of some of these Hall of Famers and what they're doing and how these Hall of Famers have just been able to be dad or even grandpa in some cases and turn those lessons and turn the legacy of that gold jacket into meaningful things for the next generation.
I've got to tell you, as a lifelong Cantonian, the one thing that we've heard every year during the Hall of Fame experience is the fact that these guys get inducted, and what do we call them? Cantonians. Now to really bring them home and have them 1 week for 28 weeks, a different Pro Football Hall of Famer in town. We get the opportunity to interview them. You get the opportunity to go see them at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in other areas. It's an outstanding thing, Rich DeRozier, and we really appreciate the idea. We appreciate the fact that you help out our community, and this means a lot, not just to us, but this entire community.
Well, you know, we hope, you know, let's use Roy Butler as an example. Grew up in an extremely difficult environment in Jacksonville, Florida. Football was his way out. He talks a lot about how meaningful it was to him to get his first high school football helmet, because that was a benchmark to ultimately him, you know, escaping that very negative environment. And, you know, he can tell that story so well and connect with people from age, you know, 6 to 60. He knows how to turn that story into something meaningful for every audience that he shapes it for. You know, we're going to have him in a couple of schools in the Kansas City School District, and he'll share that story with elementary age kids, and he'll share that story with high school age kids and those teachers. I guarantee every single one of them is going to go home and tell their mom and dad, you won't believe what happened today, and here's what I learned today. And it's going to be more powerful than anything they get from a book that day.
No doubt. And a shout out too to the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Jim Porter, doing a great job there. You, Rich, Jim Smith, Jackson, Rittenhamel, and everybody there for putting these events together. And you do a great job. And I know this from, like I said, being a part of a couple of the things there with Heart of a Hall of Famer. But your mission is to honor the greatest of the game, preserve its history, promote its values, and celebrate excellence together. And well, I can't think of a better way than with this residency program in Canton, Ohio, Rich. So thanks so much for doing it and allowing us to be a part of it. And we look forward to, you know, the next 28 weeks.
Can't wait. And I know somebody out there is going to say, wait a minute, there's more than 28 weeks between now and November. Yeah, gets a little lean in the summer. Right. And that's only because the guys are saying, wait a minute, I am coming in August. So let's figure out either spring or fall for me to come for this residency. So we do spread a little thin in June and July, but that's only because all these guys are saving up their, you know, their time and energy to travel here in August. And we're counting on more than 100 here again in August.
Wow. That's awesome. Hey, Rich, thanks so much. Proud to be a part of this. Thanks for announcing it here on the Kenny and JT Show. And we look forward to working with you and everybody at the Hall.
And we love working with you as well. Thanks, guys.